All right, there you go.
You have to hurry up because I see a customer in 4 minutes.
Hey, Isaac. Isaac, my name is Paul. I'll be extremely respectful of your time. You were just speaking with Maria. She wanted me to get you the accurate pricing and answer any questions that you might have. Did you have any questions for me at this point, though, other than the price itself?
No.
Okay.
That's all I care about. I already do Yelp.
Right. Well,
they do a pretty good job.
Yeah, so I mean, you're going to reach more people. More people use Google than use Yelp, and of course the calls will come directly to you. San Francisco and the surrounding areas targeting residential and commercial clients, Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads too. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Of course, no contract, but as long as you choose to keep the service, it's going to be exactly $299.00. It bills once a month for that $299, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. We would, of course, be promoting that website, and you'd have a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd know exactly how well the service is working for you. It's really designed for one job.
Can you do like $250, $225?
If I can, the only thing I've got in my system that is lower than a new business rate is a friends and family rate, but it is $249. I mean, I could take away Facebook ads, but I mean, let's be honest here, you're in San Francisco. I think Facebook ads would help you out tremendously. If I could do that $249, that would be the rate. My supervisor would have to approve it.
No, I don't want to be, but it will take away my Facebook.
That's what I was saying. I'm trying to not do that. I mean, I could do $199 as a local campaign without the $100 of Facebook ads, but Facebook ads are going to benefit you quite a bit here. I'm trying to see if I can get my supervisor, though, to approve the friends and family rate, which is everything we were talking about, but instead of the $299, it does drop it down to $249. If he approves it, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays, save you $600 a year, but obviously it is month to month. So as long as you choose to keep the service, it would be that flat rate. I know for a fact that my supervisor's been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors. I'm, you know, obviously not going to tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I would just be honest with him. I tell him that you're, you know, you're using Yelp, tell him you've already got a website. If he does approve that $249, obviously, you know, you'd get that detailed reporting and tracking system. You would still have Facebook ads because, like I said, I don't want to start taking things away from the service
to make it more
affordable for you. I'm just trying to make it a lower price for you. And then obviously the website, DeLeonPestControl.com, that's the number and the website you want your customers to call, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's 415-770-5547.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I've got here. That would be the business number. Now, the address on there, the 500 Greenwich Street, I mean, do customers come to you or you're all service-based and only going to the customer?
They can come if they want to. I mean, it's a commercial building.
Commercial
building, yeah. So,
well, that's actually going to help. Like, if it's an address that you don't mind promoting online, that actually does help. Although Google knows that most
services. I want to show people.
Not
a good job, but no, I put it on there because people call me all the time. I'm like, oh shit, man, you're in downtown San Francisco. I'm like, yes, sir. I'm not in Sacramento. I'm not in Roseville. I'm not in some, you know, people. All these companies buy. They'll rent like a little warehouse and say they're in San Francisco and they're not, dude.
I definitely hear what you're saying there. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. It is my supervisor, Paul, for this still fairly new company that does have a great looking website. I'd be more than willing to approve your request to honor the friends and family rate of $249. Because I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. Now, Isaac, one of the good things, obviously, about the friends and family rate is it does save you $600 a year. It's $50 less than the new in business rate. But it also waives your initial and setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to that first month. But in this case, it would be $249 is an out-the-door cost, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, obviously, we'd be happy to get this set up and started for you. I know you don't have a lot of time today. Maybe that 3 o'clock wouldn't work for the follow-up call, but we will maybe tomorrow then schedule what's called
a... No, it might work. 3 o'clock might work, but quick question.
Really?
So if I give you my credit card today, you'll be advertised for me on Google today?
So we do what's called a client interview today, and it's just like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you and talk to you about your website and make sure we know mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline. Now, it does take about a week to 10 days to get everything set up. At least that's what we're supposed to say for things like the Facebook ad. My experience, when there's a website already created, we don't have to build a website for you. Things happen a lot faster than that.
Okay.
So if you are available, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It takes about a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. There is a one-hour window. We can even push it a little bit past 3 o'clock as long as there's enough time to get everything.
Yeah, what time do you close?
The 3 o'clock is the last available client interview. We can... push it to 3:30 if you need till 3:30, but we do want to give our technician enough time to complete that client interview.
Yeah, no, we can push it to 3:30 if you want. I'm just going to run in and see a client. It should take like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe 15 minutes at the most.
So that makes it work out for you then. And then I was I was looking on the website and I had it, the email address on there is simply isaac@deleonpestcontrol.com, right?
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
And, you know, Maria never did get your last name.
De Leon. De Leon Pest Control.
Just like the business.
Company.
Never do want to assume, you know, I just wanted to make sure. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I would schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular call. A little bit short notice for our automated system to send you the reminder that does normally go out an hour prior. Instead, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and the invite is just for your records anyway. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do. I do need to do a voice verification. This is because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that my supervisor is allowing me to do a friends and family rate, that it's a fixed rate of $249. It'll never go up, and there's no setup fee. Now, for that initial investment, Isaac, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
Credit card.
Sure.
And this takes about a week for it to start rolling, but I told you about a week from now, my ad will be up to Google.
That's about what it takes usually for those Facebook ads and for us to create the content, for everything to be kind of,
Can I call you right back? My customer's staring at me. He's looking through the window. Is this the number right here, the 569-2895?
Yeah, you can call that number. I'm also going to text you out my direct contact
information. I'm kind of being kind of rude now.
That's okay. I don't want that.
I'll call you right back.
All right,
I got you. Thank you, brother.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay.